शंकर शाना करांथोय साई गर्भोद साई चा अयोधी साई शेषाश्चयस्यं सकला सनित्या नंदाक्य रामा सरणं ममास्तु। May Sri Nityananda Ram be the object of my constant remembrance. Shankarshan, Sheshanaga, and the Vishnus who lie on the Karana ocean, Garbha ocean, an ocean of milk, are his plenary portions, and the portions of his plenary portions.
Mayati te vyapi vaikunta loke Purnaishwaryai Sri Chaturvyuha Madhye Rupam Yasyo Bhati Shankarnathakyam Tam Sri Nityananda Ramam Prapadye.
I surrender unto the lotus feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, who is known as Shankarshan, in the midst of the Chaturvyuha, consisting of Vasudev, Shankarshan, Prajumana, and Aniruddha. He possesses full opulences and resides in Vaikuntha Loka, far beyond the material creation.
Maya bhata janda sangasaryanga sete shakshat karanam bodhi madhye yasyaikam sam shri puman adidevas tam shri nityananda ramam prapadye.
I offer my full obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, whose partial representation, called Karanodakshai Vishnu, lying in the Karana ocean, is the original Purusha, the master of the illusory energy and the shelter of all the universes.
Yasyam sam sa shila garbhodashayi Yanabhyabjam loka sanghata nalam lokashastu suttika dhamma dhatus tam sri nityananda ramam prapadye.
I offer my full obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, a partial part of whom is Garbhodakshai Vishnu. From the navel of Garbhodakshai Vishnu sprouts the lotus that is the birthplace of Brahma, the engineer of the universe. The stem of that lotus is the resting place of the multitude of planets.
Yasyam samam samsa paratmakilanam poshta vishnur bhati dudhagbishai shoni bharata yat kalasopyanantas tam sri nityananda ramam prapadye.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto the feet of Sri Nityananda Ram, whose secondary part is the Vishnu lying in the ocean of milk. That Kshirodakshai Vishnu is the supersoul of all living entities and the maintainer of all the universes. Sheshanaga is his further subpart. Today we are celebrating the glorious festival in honor of the appearance of Sri Nityananda Prabhu. In these verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami is giving us a proper understanding of who Sri Nityananda Prabhu is in reality. Because the wonderful pastimes of the Lord are oftentimes very inconceivable unless we understand the nature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and how he is appearing within this world. Nityananda Prabhu is none different than Lord Balaram, the original expansion of the Supreme Godhead. In the spiritual world of Goloka, the original Purusha, Govinda, has first expanded in the form of Baladev, And that Baladev is the original spiritual master because he is the original and first servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Try to understand that Krishna expands simply to give himself enjoyment, to exchange love with himself. In fact, we know that every jivatma, every living entity, is an expansion of Krishna. And we have all been created simply for one purpose, to exchange loving reciprocation with the Lord. It is the Lord enjoying himself through his parts and parcels. But in the case of the expansions, they are not part and parcel, but the original Lord himself expands with great opulence for the sake of creating loving exchange. So Lord Balaram is eternally the Lord's elder brother, and Lord Balaram assists the Lord by exchanging all of the five primary rasas with him. In Santa Ras, Lord Balaram actually expands himself to become the entire planet of Goloka Vrindavan. Vrindavan is Balaram. It is his energy. Therefore, the ground, the dust, the abode itself is Balaram so lovingly serving Krishna in Santa Ras. The Lord also appears as a servant of Krishna on many occasions, always endeavoring to please the Lord and to assist him in his pastimes as a menial servant. In this way, he appears as Dasyaras. As his brother and a friend and a cowherd boy, a gopa, in the pastures of Brijbhumi, Balaram is intimately, lovingly playing with Krishna. And in this way, he serves the Lord in Sakyaras. Because he is the elder brother of Krishna, it is his service to oftentimes protect Krishna, to oftentimes give guidance to Krishna, to oftentimes chastise Krishna in the love of an elder brother. In this way, Vatsalya Ras, he gives this type of parental affection to Krishna. And Lord Balaram expands himself as the younger sister of Srimati Radharani, Ananga Manjari, to enjoy conjugal Madhurya Ras and serve Krishna in this way. That same Lord Balaram always accompanies the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna in all of his various incarnations. When Krishna expands to be Lord Narayan or Vishnu in Vaikuntha, the Supreme Lord Balaramji expands himself as Ananta Shesha. He also expands as the planet of Vaikuntha. When the Lord takes the form of Vishnu, he takes the form of Ananta Shesha and becomes his bed. He becomes his slippers. He becomes his ornaments and his jewelry. He becomes his umbrella. In this way, on all sides, Balaram is there to give pleasure to Lord Sri Krishna. When the Lord appeared as Sri Ramchandra, Balaram expanded as his constant servant and dearmost companion, Lakshman. And as Narottam Das Thakur has explained, Brajendra Nandana Jai Satchisuta Hoilo Se Balarama Hoilo Nitai, that just as Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, appeared in the womb of Sachi Devi, Balaram also appeared as Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu appeared in this world in the village of Ekachakra, which is in the Birbhum district of Bengal. And it's explained in this place, which is known as Radhadesh, there was a great drought. But when Nityananda Prabhu appeared, wonderful rains began to fall. And the whole landscape began to flourish with the opulence of the gifts of nature. The rivers were flowing with sweet, pure, clean water, lotus flowers sprouting everywhere. All of the grains and the vegetables and the fruits just began to appear miraculously. They were all auspicious omens in all directions. In this way, when Lord Nityananda Prabhu came, he came to relieve the suffering of all living entities. He came to quench all living beings' thirst from the drought of the burning condition of material existence. He was born to a very great and learned Brahmin of the name Hadai Pandit, and his mother was the chaste and virtuous Srimati Padmavati. And from his very infancy, his incredible beauty and his divine qualities utterly captured the hearts of everyone who even saw him. He had a beautiful golden complexion, wonderful lotus-like eyes, and every limb of his body was like the most precious treasure in all creation. When he was very young, he enacted the pastimes of his various incarnations. He would bring his friends together and he would engage them in reenacting the wonderful pastimes of the Lord. Sometimes he would dress one of his friends up as Mother Earth, and she approached another friend who was like Lord Brahma. And they both came together on the ocean of milk and they prayed for Krishna to appear. And another friend, he took the voice of Vishnu saying, "Yes, you all take birth, all demigods in the Yadu dynasty. I will appear to relieve your sufferings and reclaim the conditioned souls." And Nityananda Prabhu would stage that they would go in the house and they would close all the doors and close all the windows so it was very dark. And then he would reenact the beautiful birth of Lord Krishna in the cell of Kamsa to Vasudev and Devaki. And they carried Lord Krishna to their imaginary Gokul Dham and exchanged him for the baby, Yogamaya. Sometimes Nityananda Prabhu would dress a young boy as Putana, and then he had someone to climb and to suck on her breast. Sometimes, in order to enact the pastime of Krishna stealing butter, he and his friends would dress up like cowherd boys and they would go in the homes of the people of Ekachakra and they would break their pots and steal their butter and their yogurt and their ghee. It is described that these children, they never wanted to leave the company of Nityananda Prabhu. Although they were children, they would forget even about eating or sleeping. They were just so satisfied playing these wonderful games. And everyone was completely struck with wonder. How does such a tiny child know the transcendental pastimes of Lord Krishna? We have never taught him these things. Sometimes they would ask him, "How do you know these wonderful pastimes?" He said, "These are my pastimes." Although he was speaking the truth to them, nobody could understand the inner significance. Because they loved him so much, they could only see him as their loving child. On another day, Lord Nityananda Prabhu and his friends, they went to a particular tree. This tree is still in Ekachakra. And they took the leaves of the tree and they created a serpent, Kaliya, and the leaves were his many hoods. And they brought it to a particular little lake, and all the children, they drank the water from that lake, and then by Nityananda Prabhu's desire, they all pretended to die. And Nityananda Prabhu, taking the role of Krishna, glanced upon them and brought them back to life. Then he went in the lake and he started dancing on the hoods of Kaliya. On another day, they went to their Talavan forest and they began to shake the tall trees. And one of the friends, dressed like an ass, came as Denukasura, and Nityananda Prabhu, in the mood of Balaram, swung him and killed him. Of course, he didn't kill him, but in play. Sometimes they would dress his friends up as Bakasura, Agasura, Vatsasura, and Krishna, and Nityananda Prabhu, taking the role of Krishna, would perform these wonderful pastimes. On another day, they performed the beautiful leela of the lifting of Govardhan Hill. Sometimes they would perform the leela of stealing the clothes of the gopis. Sometimes he would meet the wives of the Brahmins who were engaging in helping their husbands sacrifice and giving them his mercy. Sometimes he would dress his friends up as Narada Muni and tell Kamsa that actually Krishna is in Vrindavan and he is the one who is meant to kill you. And then Kamsa would send Akrura to Brajbhumi and he would make a chariot. And Akrura would be taking Krishna and Balaram out of Vrindavan. And Nityananda Prabhu at this time played the role of a gopi. And as Krishna and Balaram were being taken out of Vrindavan, he began to weep so deeply, his heart so aggrieved, tears profusely flowing from his eyes as he just bitterly cried and cried and cried in intense separation. And seeing this, all of the friends and all of the people in Ekachakra were struck with wonder. Then he and his friends enacted the wonderful leela of Krishna in Mathura, giving mercy to Kubja, killing the tailor, giving mercy to the florist Sudama, and then Nityananda Prabhu would enact the wonderful pastime of the killing of Chanura in Mushtika, and ultimately the killing of Kamsa. One day Nityananda Prabhu became Lord Vamanadev and someone else took the part of Bali Maharaj. And they would love to enact the pastimes of Lord Ramchandra. Some of his friends would dress up as monkey soldiers and they would build the bridge across the ocean to Sri Lanka. Another time, one of the friends dressed up as Ravana and was challenged by Nityananda Prabhu, who was playing his own role as Lakshman. And Ravana took a lotus flower, pretending it to be an arrow, and threw it at the chest of little Nitai, who fell to the ground, completely unconscious. All his symptoms of life disappeared. And when his friends saw this, they thought, their life, their soul, he was dead. They began to weep, they began to cry. And soon, Nityananda Prabhu's parents, Hadai Pandit and Padmavati Devi, they came and they saw their son laying there, unconscious in this state, and they began to weep bitterly. And then all of the adults of Ekachakra, they were all wondering, how is this possible? And everyone was crying. And then one learned man said, I think that this is his pastime. we have seen that previously he also played the role of Dasarath, and when Ram left, how he was weeping. I think if somebody becomes Hanuman and brings the healing herb, we can bring him back to life. And then the other friend said, yes, actually, before we played this game, Nityananda Prabhu, Nitai told us that when I fall unconscious and all my symptoms of life stop, for a few minutes you should all sit around me and cry. And then Hanuman should get the healing herb from the mountain of the Himalayas and give it to me. But because after he appeared dead, unconscious, we became so grief-stricken, we forgot this instruction. So then the boy dressed up as Hanuman, and he went. He brought the mountain with great difficulty, and one of the other children, who was the doctor, he got the healing herb and he put it to Lord Nityananda's nose, and at that time Nityananda Prabhu came back again to consciousness, and everyone began to celebrate the wonderful pastimes of this young child. In this way, Nityananda Prabhu became literally the very life and soul of everyone of Eka Chakra. And when he was about 12 years old, he was thinking that I have descended to this world to travel in all directions, distributing the holy name, assisting my Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu. But how will I ever leave the association of my mother and father? They are so attached to me. In fact, they were so attached to little Nitai that if they didn't see him for a moment, they would be completely in anxiety searching for him. Hadai Pandit would bring Nitai with him wherever he went, whether it was to the market, whether it was to the fields, whether it was to the school that he would teach at. His love and his attachment to his child, of course we understand, it is the pure spiritual attachment of the devotee for the Lord. It is described that when Padmavati or Hadai Pandit would see their son, their eyes would just drink the nectar of his beauty. And they couldn't resist from picking him up and embracing him. And when they would embrace him, Nitai's body became so soft, like butter, that it practically melted in their arms. Who could possibly give up such a loving child for even of a moment? So at that time, Nityananda Prabhu arranged a wonderful pastime to take place. One sannyasi, a great Vaishnava, came to the house of Hadai Pandit. And Hadai Pandit, being so grateful, because we should know, if a great devotee of the Lord comes to our home, this means that the Lord is truly favoring us by giving us his supreme mercy in the form of the association of himself through his devotee. So Hadai Pandit gave him sweet-scented drinking water, a sitting place, gave him a place to bathe, gave him nice prasad, and throughout the entire night they discussed the wonderful pastimes of Lord Krishna from Srimad Bhagavatam. And the next morning, just as the Brahmin was about to leave, Hadai Pandit asked, is there any service I can render for you? And the Brahmin replied, yes, but you must promise that whatever I ask, you will give me. And Hadai Pandit said, of course, I will give you whatever you desire. You have come, you have blessed me, my home and my whole family. He said, I am on a pilgrimage to all the holy places throughout all of India. And I am alone. And I require one brahmachari servant to assist me. Please give me your eldest son, Nityananda Prabhu, to accompany me wherever I go. When Hadai Pandit heard this, it was like a flaming arrow in his heart. He wants Nitai. He wants my very life. He wants my only reason to live. He was shocked. He was speechless. But he understood. He could not refuse. In his heart, he began to think how he was in the same predicament as Maharaj Dasarath when Vishwamitra Muni came and asked that he take Ram away from him into the forest, and how Dasarath, in order to follow the principles of religion, he was obliged to give his son. So with a broken heart, Hadai Pandit went to his wife Padmavati Devi and he told her that this sannyasi is asking to take our life away. He's asking to take Nitai. And the chaste Padmavati, she replied, my husband, whatever you decide, that is my desire. At that time, Hadai Pandit looked at little Nitai and he was amazed to see the air of complete detachment as he was ready and willing to leave home. Hadai Pandit entrusted with great feeling little Nitai to the sannyasi. And as they were walking away, Hadai Pandit fell to the ground unconscious. From that point, all he could do was cry. For the next 3 months, he did not eat anything. He did not drink anything. He did not sleep for a moment. It was only the remembrance of his beautiful son that kept him alive. But he was constantly immersed in the most painful condition of separation. And ultimately, shortly after this, Hadai Pandit merged in the ocean of remembrance of his beautiful son, could not bear to live any longer, and he left his body to return to the spiritual world. Meanwhile, Nitai, along with this sannyasi, they began to travel to so many wonderful holy places. First they went to the place called Vakreshwar. Then they went to Gaya Dham. Then they went to Kashi and to Prayag. And then to Mathura and to Vrindavan. And although he was only a child of 12 years old, when he arrived in Vrindavan, Nityananda was feeling that I have come home. And he was simply rolling in the dust in ecstasy. He traveled to the 12 forests of Brijbhumi. He visited Gokul previously, which was his birthplace, in the place of Nanda Maharaj. And then they went on and traveled to Hastinapur. And there Nityananda Prabhu, he wept, thinking of all the tribulations that the Pandavas had undergone in their loving devotion to Lord Sri Krishna and Balaram. Then they went to Dwarka and he bathed in the ocean, feeling great spiritual bliss. And he traveled to Sidhapur and to Matsya Tirtha and to South India, to Shiva Kanchi, Vishnu Kanchi, to Tirupati, Srirangam, Trivandram, all the way down to Kanyakumari. And then, with his beautiful lotus-like feet, he blessed the soils of India by traveling to the northern parts of Kurukshetra and Pushkar, and all the way up to Badrik Ashram. At Badrik Ashram, he went high into the Himalayas, and there he met with Vedavyas. And Srila Vedavyas, upon seeing him, embraced him, knowing that he was the object of his constant meditation and worship. And Nityananda Prabhu, taking the role of a brahmachari and a student, he bowed at the feet of Vedavyas and exchanged great love with them. He came down and visited Ayodhya and Naimasharanya. He went to the various places of Ram's Leela and Lakshman's Leela, to Chitrakoot. He went to that forest where his beloved friend King Guhak lived. And there Nityananda Prabhu, thinking of the devotion of this simple soul, Guhak, who was actually an outcast, but who had so much love, Nityananda Prabhu began to weep and fell in a trance of ecstatic love, thinking of this devotee. In this way, Nityananda Prabhu traveled and traveled for 20 years. And then finally, he returned to Vrindavan. And there he decided that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I will wait here until he reveals his wonderful Sankirtan pastimes. It is said that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born in the same year that Nityananda Prabhu left his home with this sannyasi. And for approximately 20 years, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was performing his wonderful pastimes as a teacher of Sanskrit and Vyakarana. While Nityananda Prabhu was waiting for the Lord to enact his wonderful pastime of spreading the holy name, he was simply enjoying Vrindavan Dham. He was staying at a place which is now called Sringarbhat, also called Nityananda Bhat. And it is described, he was in the mood of a small child. He would just go around with the various cowherd boys and help them to herd their cows, and he would roll in the dust, and he would always be laughing and sometimes crying in transcendental love. He completely was oblivious to eating or sleeping. He was simply immersed in enjoying the beautiful, wonderful abode of Vrindavan. Nityananda Prabhu, all these years, never did any preaching. The reason for this was that he did not want to give anyone Krishna consciousness until his master and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him the order and the blessings to do so. Actually, two very significant things took place before he came to Vrindavan. While he was traveling, when he was in the western province of India, he met with that great devotee, Sri Madhavendra Puri. Sri Madhavendra Puri was the embodiment of ecstatic transcendental love. He was what Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, the root of the tree of love of Godhead. Sri Madhavendra Puri was traveling with many of his most intimate disciples. And Ishwarapuri, Brahmananda Bharati, and others were with him. When Nityananda Prabhu met with Madhavendra Puri, they both fell into an ecstatic trance. Vrindavan Das Thakur explains that both of them became paralyzed and lost consciousness, overpowered by ecstatic transcendental love. When the consciousness returned, they both became aware of each other's presence, and they began to embrace, literally bathing each other with tears from their eyes. And they rolled in the sand, and they roared loudly with sublime spiritual emotions. Mother Earth felt she was receiving her greatest benediction by the tears that were flowing upon her from the eyes of Madhavendra Puri and Nityananda Prabhu. Nityananda Prabhu spoke to his beloved Guru. He said, "Today, I consider that I have received the utmost benefit of my pilgrimage, because my eyes have rested on the lotus feet of Sri Madhavendra Puri. And seeing his transcendental love, my life has become blessed and meaningful." Sri Madhavendra Puri sat speechless, holding Lord Nityananda to his breast. His voice was choked with tears of ecstatic emotion. Such was the feeling of the love that he had for the Lord. He could not release him from his embrace. Ishwarapuri, Brahmananda Bharati, and the other disciples could perceive the pleasure, the ecstasy that these two great personalities were experiencing for one another. And they, all of the disciples, they all began to cry in ecstatic love. In this way, for many days, they spent blissfully discussing the wonderful pastimes of Lord Krishna and the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. And then with great, great difficulty, knowing that it was the will of the Lord, they decided that they had to part from one another. As Nityananda Prabhu traveled, he came to one village where the spiritual master of Madhavendra Puri was living. His name was Lakshmipati Tirtha. Nityananda Prabhu accepted Madhavendra Puri as his Shiksha Guru, but he desired to take Diksha. So Lakshmipati Tirtha, who at that time was very old, he was living in the house of a Brahmin. And Nityananda Prabhu appeared to him in a dream in his original form of Lord Balaram. And Lord Balaram told him that tomorrow an ascetic, a renunciate, brahmachari, will approach you for initiation and you should give him this mantra. And Balaram whispered the mantra into the ear of Lakshmipati Tirtha. And the next day, Nityananda Prabhu arrived, and he fell at the feet of this great saint, and he begged him repeatedly, "Please initiate me with the holy mantra." And then Lakshmipati Tirtha whispered in the ear, upon initiation, of Nityananda Prabhu the same mantra that he received secretly by Nityananda Prabhu the night before. In this way, Nityananda Prabhu is considered to have two gurus, Madhavendra Puri and Lakshmipati Tirtha. And it was shortly after this that he came to Vrindavan. And he simply sat and waited for the indication that Nimai had begun the congregational chanting of the holy name. So after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu returned from Gaya, he began to gather his devotees together, and they would go in the house of Srivas Thakur and sometimes in the streets, and very loudly they would distribute the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So Nityananda Prabhu, at that time, he traveled to Navadvip, and he secretly was living in the house of Nandanacharya. Previous to this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, his feelings of separation for his eternal brother and most intimate associate was growing deeper and deeper in his heart, and he would often say to his devotees that, when will my brother come to me? Where is Nityananda? So one day he brought his friends together and he explained to them that he had a dream. He said, a chariot came and stood in front of my door. The chariot's flag had a palm leaf drawn on it. This chariot was meant to carry one from this temporary material existence to the spiritual world. The passenger of that chariot was moving about as if he were restless. In his left hand he carried a renunciate's water pot, which was wrapped over by cane reeds. On top he wore a blue cloth, and his lower dress was also blue. A beautiful earring pierced his left ear. His whole appearance and demeanor gave me the impression that he is Lord Balaram. Then speaking, he repeated a question 10 or 20 times. Does this house not belong to Nimai Pandit? Does this house not belong to Nimai Pandit? Never before, Lord Chaitanya said, have I seen such a formidable looking person. I felt great respect for this person, and I asked him, I see that you are a great personality. Who are you? Smiling, he replied, I am your brother. Tomorrow we shall get to know each other. His words increased my delight, and I began to feel that he and I are the same person. Immersed in the thought of Lord Nityananda Balaram, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went into a trance of ecstasy. He actually fell into the mood of Balaram and said, bring me the Varuni beverage. Bring me Varuni. And the devotees began to sing beautiful songs to pacify the Lord. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he sent Haridas Thakur and Srivas, go out and find that great personality. So they traveled throughout Navadvip, and they returned, and they said, O Gaur Sundar, we have not found such a personality anywhere. We have gone to every house knocking on the doors, and we have gone to all the marketplaces and all the bathing ghats. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu smiled that Nityananda Prabhu is very mysterious. and he does not reveal himself so easily. So then Lord Gauranga, he took all of his associates with him, and he said, come, let us go. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he went right to the house of Nandanacharya. At that time, Nityananda Prabhu, he was inside the house. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Nityananda Prabhu along with his associates, when Nityananda Prabhu saw the beautiful golden form of Gauranga, his eyes were fixed in ecstatic love on that beauty. He became stunned, as if paralyzed, utterly motionless and speechless. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, understanding his mood, he asked Srivas to sing a beautiful song describing the wonderful pastimes of Krishna as a cowherd boy in Vrindavan. And as Srivas began to sing, Nityananda Prabhu, who was the embodiment of transcendental beauty, he fell to the ground, unconscious, in ecstatic bliss. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Srivas to continue to sing. And as Nityananda Prabhu regained consciousness, tears began to flow from his eyes. The more he heard the glories of the Lord, the more his ecstasy increased. He began to jump up and down, sometimes crashing to the ground. Everyone thought that his bones were smashed and broken. And seeing this, the Vaishnavas began to pray to Krishna, please save him, please save him. Nityananda Prabhu, upon seeing the beautiful Lord of his life, Sri Gauranga, he rolled on the ground, his body covered with tears. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all of the devotees were crying in joy to see the total absorption of Lord Nityananda Prabhu's love for Krishna. All of the devotees were trying to hold Nityananda down because he was rolling around in such a tumultuous manner, but it was impossible. But then Lord Gaurchandra, he took Nitai in his arms. And at that time, Nityananda Prabhu became very peaceful and pacified, very submissive and obedient to the Lord's will. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, for the first time, they embraced and they completely flooded each other with their tears. Sometimes they would fall unconscious. Sometimes they would come back to consciousness. Nityananda Prabhu, he was in such a state of ecstatic love that he was just laying in the arms of Lord Chaitanya. At that time, Gadadhar Pandit, struck with wonder to see this wonderful pastime, he said, just see how Ananta Shesha, who was always the resting place of Lord Vishnu, now his pride has been broken and he is laying in the arms of the Lord. They have switched roles. In this way, the devotees, their ultimate pleasure in life was seeing the transcendental reunion of Krishna and Balaram in the form of Nityananda Prabhu and Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And they went to the house of Srivas Thakur. And there, for the first time, Lord Gauranga and Lord Nityananda Prabhu began to dance together to the chanting of the holy names.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare Hare.
And as they were dancing, so gracefully, so beautifully, all of the devotees, they were thinking that this is the perfection of their eyes, to see these two lords dancing together in the kirtan of the holy names. For many, many hours through the night, they danced and chanted together in the wonderful kirtan of Krishna's holy names. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Nityananda Prabhu that tomorrow is the full moon. It is Guru Purnima, and we desire to offer Vyas Puja to you. So it was decided that the Vyas Puja would be held at Srivas Thakur's house. And Srivas Thakur very happily arranged for all of the paraphernalia. That night, Srivas Nityananda Prabhu remained at the house of Srivas Thakur. And in the middle of the night, in the ecstasy of love, sometimes he would roar like a lion. And he broke, in transcendental love, he broke his own danda and water pot. And they took him to the river Ganges the next morning to bathe. And he saw a crocodile. And he was about to jump in to grab the tail of the crocodile. The devotees tried to stop him, but they could not stop him. He jumped in and started swimming after this man-eating crocodile. So then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, Nitai, come back. And Nityananda Prabhu, upon hearing the voice of Mahaprabhu, he became very obedient, and very peacefully he returned to the arms of Lord Chaitanya. They returned to Srivas Thakur's house, and they began the kirtan. And Srivas gave Nityananda Prabhu the garland to place on Veda Vyas. This is how the Vyas Puja was to be celebrated. But Nityananda Prabhu just stood there, motionless, without moving. And Srivas said, now it is time for you to garland Veda Vyas. And Nityananda Prabhu said, yes, yes. But he didn't move. And Srivas said, now, Nityananda Prabhu, you offer the garland to Veda Vyas. This is the auspicious time. He said, yes, yes, but he did not move. So Srivas went to Lord Gaurasundar, and he said, Nityananda Prabhu, he keeps saying yes, yes, but he refuses to garland Veda Vyas. So Lord Gaurachandra appeared before Nityananda Prabhu, and he said, now, Nitai, it is time to put the garland on Veda Vyas. And Nityananda Prabhu, in ecstatic love, he put the garland on Lord Chaitanya. Nitai Gauna Premanandi! He wanted to reveal to the world the supreme glory of Lord Gauranga. And then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being very satisfied with Nityananda's natural and spontaneous love, he revealed his beautiful six-arm form to Lord Nityananda. And when Lord Nityananda saw this sadbhuja, he became so much in the trance of ecstatic love that he fell to the ground at the lotus feet of the Lord, worshipping him. So shortly after this wonderful ceremony, where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed to the world
that Nityananda Prabhu is the original spiritual master. He instructed Haridas Thakur and Nityananda Prabhu to go to each and every house, to each and every place throughout the Navadvip and induce all to chant the name of Krishna. But Lord Nityananda Prabhu was thinking that Radha and Krishna, they are very difficult to understand for the conditioned souls in this age of Kali Yuga. But Radha and Krishna have appeared together in the beautiful form of Lord Gauranga. And if anyone chants the name of Gauranga or worships Gauranga, then they get the same credit as chanting the holy names of Radha and Krishna. So he was thinking, let me spread the name of Gauranga. And wherever he would go, he would be offering this prayer to whoever he would meet. Bhaja Gaurango, kaho Gaurango, laho Gaurange naam re. Je jana Gaurango bhaje, se hai mora pran re. Bhaja Gaurango, kaho Gaurango, laho Gaurange naam re. Je jana Gaurango bhaje, se hai mora pran re. Bhaja Gaurango, kaho Gaurango, laho Gaurange naam re. Je jana Gaurango bhaje, se hai mora pran re. Bhaja Gaurango, kaho Gaurango, laho Gaurange naam re. Je jana Gaurango bhaje, se hai mora pran re. Bhaja Gaurango, kaho Gaurango, laho Gaurange naam re. Je jana Gaurango bhaje, se hai mora pran re. Bhaja Gaurango, kaho Gaurango, laho Gaurange naam re. Jana Gaurango bhaje, se hai mora pran re. Worship Gauranga. Chant the name of Gauranga. Take the mercy of Gauranga. Anyone who accepts Gauranga Mahaprabhu's mercy, Nityananda Prabhu would pray, that person becomes my very life and soul. Nityananda Prabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is the original source of Narayan, of Vaikuntha. He is the source of Karanodakshayi Vishnu, Mahavishnu, who creates all the universes from his exhalation. He is the source of Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, from whom Lord Brahma is born, the creator of all the planets and all the species of life within each universe. He is the source of Chirodakshayi Vishnu, who is the super soul, the Paramatma within the heart of every living being, witnessing all of our activities. The source of all incarnations is Lord Nityananda Prabhu, who is none different than Balaram. Yet where do we find such a merciful incarnation? Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he would fall at the feet of even the most sinful, degraded atheists, and he would beg them, take the name of Gauranga. Chant the holy names of the Lord. If you do, I will worship you. You will become my very life and soul. And if they would refuse, he would roll on the ground at their feet, begging them with such humility, please, do not waste your human form of life. Chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. In this way, Nityananda Prabhu went to each and every house, and whoever he met on the street, he would repeat the same message. He would beg them, he would plead with them, please, accept love of Krishna, chant his holy name. This evening we will discuss the wonderful pastime of Lord Nityananda Prabhu as he searched out for the most fallen and degraded souls in the entire world, and he found Jagai and Madhai. And by his causeless mercy, they became pure devotees of the Lord by chanting the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Nityananda Prabhu was also present along with Advaita Acharya when Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his universal form in the house of Srivas Thakur. In this way, Nitai Gauranga performed their wonderful lila of spreading the wonderful sankirtan of the holy name throughout Navadvip during the day and having the most beautiful, wonderful nocturnal kirtans in the house of Srivas Thakur throughout the night. They were constantly immersed together in spreading the glories of the chanting.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seeing that there were certain classes of very fallen and degraded souls who would not accept his teachings, nor would he accept the holy name, he resolved to accept the renounced order of life, sannyas, so that those persons would bow down to him, hear his words and thereby be purified. Confidentially, he spoke his plan only to a few devotees, Chandrasekharacharya, Gadadhar Pandit, Mukunda, Jagadananda, and Nityananda Prabhu. It was Nityananda Prabhu and just a few other devotees that traveled to Katwa, to the ashram of Keshav Bharati Maharaj. And there Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted the renounced order of life. For the sake of showing compassion to the most stubborn and fallen souls of this world, he cut his beautiful locks of silken black hair. He took and shed his beautiful golden garments and his wonderful jewelry to take the simple shaved head and the saffron cloths of a sannyasi. He left his beautiful wife, Vishnupriya, and his loving mother, Sachi Devi, only to give us his holy name. This is the love of the Lord. After accepting sannyas, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became completely immersed in a trance of ecstasy and decided to go to Vrindavan. As he was wandering through the forest on his way to Vrindavan, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that Nityananda Prabhu was thinking that I know the real desire of the Lord. He wants to go to Vrindavan. But more than enjoying Vrindavan, he is always anxious to please his devotees. And his devotees, headed by Advaita Charja, they are on the verge of death in separation from the Lord upon hearing this this most devastating news of the Lord's sannyas. So he decided to play a trick and bring Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to see his devotees. So he sent Chandrasekhar to Navadvip and told everyone to go to Shantipur, to the house of Advaita Acharya, because the Lord would be coming there. And as the Lord was traveling, he was asking the people on the way, which way is it to the river Jamuna and to Vrindavan Dham? And Nityananda Prabhu told one cowherd boy, when he asks the way of the Jamuna, you point to him the direction of Shantipur to the Ganges. And Nityananda Prabhu sent message to Advaita, meet us at the riverbank. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the river, he thought it was Jamuna. So he became very ecstatic. He began to offer wonderful prayers and praise of the river Jamuna, goddess Kalindi. And then he went in and began to take his bath. And Advaita came on a boat with dry kopan. And he said, here, my lord, please accept this. And Lord Chaitanya, look, Advaita, how did you know I was in Vrindavan? How did you know to come to the river Jamuna? He said, this is Santipur. This is the Ganges. Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood. Nityananda Prabhu has tricked me. And he became quite angry. But Advaita Acharya, understanding the sweet mood of the Lord's heart, he began to explain, actually, my Lord, Nityananda Prabhu was telling you the truth. Because at the place called Prayag, the Jamuna and the Ganges meet. And at that time, the western side is considered the Jamuna, and the eastern side is considered the Ganges. And since you are bathing on the western side, actually you are bathing in the Jamuna. And as far as Vrindavan, wherever your lotus feet are, that is Vrindavan. Now you come to my home, because I know that both of you have been fasting for many days. I have prepared nice prasad for you. So So Advaitacharya brought the two brothers, Nityanand Prabhu and Gauranga Mahaprabhu, to his home. And there, with great love, he offered them sitting places, and he had prepared a wonderful, wonderful feast of so many uncountable preparations, mountains of prasad. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he said, I am sannyasi, and you can just give me a few of the boiled vegetables. I am so happy to see that you have offered so much to Krishna. And Nityana and Advaitacharya Prabhu, he said, no, my Lord, you just please take everything that the Lord has accepted. And he began to serve the Lord, and the Lord was saying, this is so much. How will we ever take so much prasad? Just give me a little sample. And meanwhile, Nityananda Prabhu, he became very angry. He began to chastise Advaita. He said, don't you know we have been fasting for many days, and this is all the prasad you made? It appears that because of you, we will have to continue to fast. This is not even a morsel to satisfy my hunger. And Advaitacharya, with great humility and in a joking manner, he said, oh, you are a great renunciate. I can see your renunciation. And we are simple poor Brahmins. This is all we have. You kindly just accept whatever we can give you and be satisfied. So Advaitacharya began to feed them, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was saying, don't give me any more, this is too much. And at one point, Nityananda Prabhu, he became, in a very loving way, angry. He said, what is the use of eating your prasad? There's not enough to possibly satisfy my belly. He said, I have come to your house, and you cannot even properly feed us. So Nityananda Prabhu said, it's useless even trying to eat this prasad. There's not enough. And he took the rice and he threw it on the ground. And the rice bounced off the ground and hit Advaita on his body. And Advaitacharya, upon being hit by the Mahaprasad remnants of the rice of Nitai, he began to dance in transcendental ecstasy. He said, this Nityananda Prabhu is a madman. And because I have touched the Mahaprasad of this madman, I have become a madman. In this way, it was a common occurrence for Lord Advaitacharya and Nityananda Prabhu to often have very loving, joking exchanges with one another. So soon after this, Sachi Mata and the devotees of Navadvipa arrived, and upon seeing Lord Gauranga in his beautiful darshan of a sannyasi, they were simultaneously broken-hearted and in great ecstasy just to be again in the association with the Lord of their life. And they had wonderful kirtans. And Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, again, they would dance together. Surely the most beautiful manifestation that has ever been revealed in this entire creation is the wonderful dance of Lord Nitai and Lord Gauranga. After many days, Sachi Devi requested that the Lord go to Jagannath Puri instead of Vrindavan, so that she would sometimes get news of his welfare. She could sometimes send him prasad like that. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to travel to Jagannath Puri. And with him was Mukunda and Jagadananda and Lord Nityananda Prabhu. On the way, they stopped at the temple of Sakshi Gopal, And there, Nityananda Prabhu, who had been there previously while traveling to all the holy places, he had heard from the local people the wonderful story of this deity of Shakshi Gopal, who walked all the way from his temple in Vrindavan to Vidyanagar in Orissa to bear witness to the promise that the old Brahmin made for his young, for his daughter to be married to his assistant, his servant. So Nityananda Prabhu, with great love and devotion, narrated this story for the pleasure of Lord Gauranga and the devotees. And then they traveled on, and they came to a particular river, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to take bath. So he took his danda. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas from Keshav Bharati, who was in the sampradaya of Shankaracharya. Therefore, although Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was a Vaishnava, preaching Vaishnava philosophy in its purest form, achintya, abheda, bheda, tattva, he accepted sannyas in the Mayavad sampradaya because in those days it was the school of Shankaracharya that was most respected. So it was be most strategic to his preaching. So he had an ekadanda. Amongst the Mayavadis, they consider the ekadanda means when you take sannyas, you become one with God. But the Vaishnavas, they will hold a tridanda, understanding that the jiva is always the servant of God. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam yogadadati kama. And the three dandas represent that one's body, one's mind, words, and one's very life is always eternally dedicated in the service of the Lord. So just as the Lord was about to bathe, he gave his ekadanda to Nityananda Prabhu. And while the Lord was in the bath river, Nityananda Prabhu secretly broke his danda in three places and threw it in the river. Nityananda Prabhu ki! Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains the reason for this. Because he didn't like to see the Lord with an ekadanda. He wanted him to have three dandas, so he broke it into three. Also, Saraswati Thakur explains that Nityananda Prabhu knew that the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as Lord Gauranga. And he was above all these designations of varnas and ashrams. And in the sannyas school, when one attains the level of Paramhamsa, he no longer carries a danda. So Nityananda Prabhu was thinking, he is beyond any Paramhamsa. I cannot tolerate him, seeing him carrying this ekadanda. So it was actually out of love that he broke the danda and threw it in the river. And then they continued on their journey. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu turned to Nityananda Prabhu and he said, give me my danda. And Nityananda Prabhu said, I do not know where your danda is. He said, as you were bathing, when you came out of the water, you were in so much ecstasy, you fell. And when you fell, the danda fell, and nobody knows where it went. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu understood that Nityananda Prabhu has done like this in a mood to glorify him. Internally, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was exceedingly pleased to see the nature of Lord Nityananda's love. But externally, because Lord Chaitanya wanted to show how to follow strict principles of a sannyasi, he became very angry. He said to Nityananda Prabhu, that you have done a very bad thing. You are interfering with my tapasya. Therefore, I will not go to Jagannath Puri with you. Either you go or I go first. So Nityananda Prabhu said, you should go first. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Jagannath Puri. And then, as we know, he fell in an ecstatic trance before Jagannath, was brought to the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And later, Nityananda Prabhu with the others arrived. And when Nityananda Prabhu saw the beautiful form of Jagannath, he was on the verge of falling unconscious. The devotees had to hold him up. And then he was brought. They met Gopinath Acharya, who brought them to the house of Sarvabhauma. And there Nityananda Prabhu and the others had a wonderful kirtan to revive Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That river is now called Dandabhanga, the river in which the danda was broken. Lord Nityananda Prabhu remained in Jagannath Puri with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to go to South India to search for his brother Vishwaroop, who actually happened to be a partial expansion of Lord Nityananda, it is described that Vishwaroop, he left home when he was very young to take sannyas. And here in Maharashtra, at a place called Pandharapur, he left his body after traveling to so many holy places. And the soul of Vishwaroop, when he left this world, merged into the soul of Nityananda Prabhu, who was then living in Ekachakra. Or perhaps he was traveling, but it merged into the soul of Nityananda Prabhu. In the form of Vishwaroop, Nityananda Prabhu actually experienced the joy of Lord Chaitanya in his form of Nimai Pandit's childhood pastimes. Anyways, Lord Chaitanya went to South India searching. And Nityananda Prabhu, along with his associates, in the separation of the Lord, they were simply traveling throughout all of Bengal, inducing everyone to chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. At one time, Mahaprabhu very secretly spoke to Nityananda Prabhu. And he told him that he should get married. Nityananda Prabhu, throughout his life, was a renunciate. He never formally accepted sannyas, but he was living like a sannyasi. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he was in the renounced order of life, there were certain rules and regulations he had to follow, which barred him from going to certain areas where very fallen, sinful people were living. But Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to reach those people. So he asked Nityananda Prabhu to take to the Grihastha Ashram so that it would be not an offense for him to reach those sinful souls. So in this way, as an act of loving surrender, Nityananda Prabhu, he went back to Bengal, and in a place called Ambika Kalna, he approached a great devotee of the Lord, Suryadas Sarakela. And on his request, Suryadas gave his two daughters to Nityananda Prabhu in marriage, Janava Devi and Vasudha Devi. Janava Devi is actually none different than Ananga Manjari in Vrindavan. And in expansion, she was also Revati, the consort of Balaram. And Vasudha was the other consort of Balaram named Varuni. So Nityananda Prabhu, although he traveled far and wide throughout Bengal, he made his headquarters in a place called Kardaha. And there he lived with his two wives, And from Vishuddha, a beautiful child was born of the name Birachandra, who was actually a direct expansion of Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he would come with the devotees every year to celebrate the Rati Yatra during the Chaturmasya period. One time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Nityananda Prabhu that your preaching in Bengal is so important, next year you should not come for the Rati Yatra. But the next year, Nityananda Prabhu came for the Rati Yatra. And Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains, who can understand the love of Nityananda Prabhu? That he could even disobey the order of the Lord and please the Lord. And Srila Prabhupada explains that Nityananda Prabhu, he was so dear to the Lord, and he knew the heart of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu so thoroughly that he knew how to please him. And he knew that by disobeying him, he would please him more than by obeying him. But Srila Prabhupada says, unless you are on the level of Nityananda Prabhu, on such a pure liberated platform, you must obey the order of your guru. It's confirmed. On another time, of course, we know the beautiful story in Panihati, how Lord Nityananda Prabhu, he gave his blessings to Raghunath Das Goswami after ordering Raghunath to arrange his beautiful Chiradahi Utsav of chipped rice and yogurt, and calling Lord Chaitanya by his meditation to come and enjoy this feast. And then Lord Nityananda Prabhu placed his feet on the head of Raghunath Das and blessed him with the benediction that very soon he would be liberated from his family life and he would be an eternal, loving, confidential associate of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. And Raghunath revealed the glories of Nityananda Prabhu to all of us. He explained that no one can approach Radha and Krishna in this age of Kali Yuga properly without the grace of Lord Gauranga. And no one can receive the mercy of Gauranga without first receiving the kind blessings of Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Raghunath Das Goswami many times approached Lord Chaitanya for deliverance from his material attachments. But he was not successful until he first approached Nityananda Prabhu. And by the blessings of Nityananda Prabhu, Raghunath became one of the most confidential associates of Lord Chaitanya, living with him constantly through his last years in Jagannath Puri. Nityananda Prabhu, when he was living in Ekachakra, when he returned there after many years, he had a dream where Krishna appeared to him and told him that you should go to the river. There is a river in Ekachakra called the Jamuna. And Ekachakra went there, Nityananda Prabhu went there, and there he saw floating in the river a beautiful murti of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, who he took out and he installed. And the name of that deity was Bankei Rai. And later in a vision, it was revealed to him that Radharani was under a particular tree nearby. So Radharani was brought and installed next to Bankei Rai. And that became a very loving, worshipable deity of Nityananda Prabhu. In fact, just as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there is no samadhi for him. Because when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided to leave this world, he merged his body in the deity of Tota Gopinath. And in the same way, when Nityananda Prabhu wanted to close his wonderful pastimes in this world, he entered into the beautiful deity of Banki Rai. That deity is still present in Eka Chakra. There are so many wonderful stories to be told. After Lord Nityananda Prabhu left this world, his eternal consort, Janavi Devi, became the leading acharya for all the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, because everyone understood that Nityananda Prabhu was living through her mercy. On this holy day of Sri Nityananda Trayodasi, it is our great, great fortune to be together to hear the glories of Sri Nityananda Prabhu and to chant his holy names and to serve his devotees. Nityananda Prabhu is considered the most merciful, the most compassionate of all avatars of the Supreme Lord. Srila Prabhupada explains that he would never discriminate who to give his mercy to and who to not. In fact, he would especially seek out those persons who were the least deserving to give them the opportunity. And when Srila Prabhupada came to the Western world, he really came in the mood of Lord Nityananda. He came as a representative of Nitai Chandra. Therefore, one time in Atlanta, Georgia, Srila Prabhupada installed beautiful deities. And for Srimad Bhagavatam class on one day, rather than chanting Jai Radha Madhava, he decided to chant that beautiful song by Lochandas Thakur, Paramakaruna Pahundui Jana Nitai Gouda Chandra. Tava avatara tava siromani kevala anandaka. That Nitai Gouda Chandra, Nityananda Prabhu and Gauranga Mahaprabhu, they are the supremely most merciful of all incarnations, the essence of all incarnations, because they are giving a path of love of God, which is kevala ananda. It is simply joyful. Feasting, dancing, and chanting the holy names. While Srila Prabhupada was looking at all of these malechas and javanas, all living the lives of wonderful Vaishnavas, he looked at the deities and he began to extol the glories of the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. And although great personalities will never exhibit ecstasies in front of common people, when Srila Prabhupada was extolling the glories of Nitai and his great mercy, he could not speak any longer. He fell into an ecstatic trance. What is the mercy of Lord Nityananda Prabhu? That he revealed the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, the golden avatar, to the whole world. The two most important biographies of Lord Chaitanya are Chaitanya Bhagavat and Chaitanya Charitamrita. Vrindavan Das Thakur, he was born in Mamgachi as the son of Narayani, the niece of Srivas Thakur. And
He was born just after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had already taken sannyas. So he never got to see Lord Chaitanya. But he always desired to go to Jagannath Puri to get initiated by him. And just when he was about to go, he heard the news that Mahaprabhu had left this world. But it was Nityananda Prabhu that came back and initiated him and personally taught him the life and teachings of Lord Chaitanya. It was Nityananda Prabhu who spoon-fed Vrindavan Das Thakur along with Vasudev Dutt, of course. And it was by the order of Nityananda Prabhu and by the empowered mercy of Nityananda Prabhu that Vrindavan Das Thakur has written Chaitanya Bhagavat. In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami explains how when he was living in his village, his brother committed an offense to Lord Nityananda by not having complete faith in him. His brother had faith in Lord Chaitanya, but hardly any in Nityananda. And Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami was explaining to him that this is hypocrisy. You cannot approach Mahaprabhu Gauranga without the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu. They are one and the same person. Nityananda Prabhu is the original spiritual master. You cannot approach Krishna except through the spiritual master. And all the spiritual masters in our disciplic succession, they are all simply the representatives and the empowered servants of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Because Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami so lovingly defended the glories of Nityananda Prabhu, that night in a dream, Lord Nityananda appeared to him in the form of a beautiful cowherd boy and ordered Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, "You go to Vrindavan and all your desires will be fulfilled." Krishna Das Kaviraj left his home and went to Vrindavan on the order of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. And he writes, "By the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, I have come to the beautiful land of Brajbhumi. And by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, I have gained the association of such great souls as Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami and Raghunath Das Goswami. And by the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, I have heard from Raghunath Das the glories of the life of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." Nityananda Prabhu was the spiritual master for both Vrindavan Das Thakur and Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. And it was Nityananda Prabhu who through both of their hands wrote the great literatures explaining the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the world. It is Nityananda Prabhu who has revealed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's supreme divinity for all of eternity. Because his every act, his every word, his every thought was exclusively for the pleasure and the glorification of Sri Chaitanya. So on this day, knowing ourselves to be not much different than Jagai and Madhai, we should realize that we desperately require the mercy of Lord Nityananda. And through the day, we should be praying for his mercy. These holy days are endowed with a very special divine potency. And if we offer these heartfelt and sincere prayers on this day, Sri Nityananda Prabhu will certainly bestow his infinite kindness upon us. And if we serve his devotees on this day and glorify his devotees on this day, we will get the showering of his most infinite blessings. And of course, Nityananda Prabhu came to beg all of us to chant the holy names. Tonight we will come together to give great pleasure to the Lord by accepting this instruction as our life and soul. And together with tumultuous feelings of gratitude, we will chant the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
This evening we will also discuss the wonderful pastime of the deliverance of Jagai and Madhai. So everyone, please come. Nityananda Prabhu Ki! And at this time, we will worship the most wonderfully empowered representative of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. This time we will have his Guru Puja. Understand that this Guru Puja is ultimately meant for Lord Nityananda. And Srila Prabhupada, through the parampara disciplic succession, he is accepting our worship on behalf of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So for the pleasure of Lord Nityananda, let us now worship the most wonderful manifestation of his mercy that this world has seen. Nityananda Prabhu went throughout Navadweep and throughout all of Bengal begging everyone to chant the holy names. But through Srila Prabhupada, Nityananda Prabhu went to every continent on the earth begging everyone to chant the holy names. Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Profusely distributing the ripened fruits of love of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Sri Nityananda Prabhu ki, Nitai Gaura Premanandi.